Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. By the way, there's always that weird pause at the beginning of the audio-only version. Because I have to go and click OK and then hit record.
It's a new thing on Zoom.
Yeah, I guess that's a good idea. So then you know you've been recorded no matter what. But stop jerking off. With Zoom even open, right? Who was that anyway?
It was Jeffrey Toobin.
That CNN.
Yeah.
I'm sure we brought this up, but was he like looking at everyone in his Zoom chat and thought his camera was off or something?
Yes.
So that's even grosser. It's like he was looking at me and wanking one out.
Well, he's got his job back at CNN, too.
Does. Speaking of inappropriate sex acts.
Yep.
This dude in Norfolk, and actually I put it aside because I was getting ready to make fun of you, in Virginia, because this guy got arrested in Norfolk for plowing a horse.
Okay.
And the judge just told him to go home, apparently. But then I found out it was Norfolk, Massachusetts. And I felt even sadder. So why couldn't this have sided with Florida man? You know?
We can do him next.
That was the point of that transition. Thank you.
I saw that and I'm like, I gotta talk about this stupidity. This guy
was a neat
a
idea
bubble for himself so he could walk on water. Well, and he like did it in the ocean.
It was like a paddle wheel thing he built almost. Like he walked and spun a paddle, which in theory should work, but yeah, like you said, he was in the ocean with tides and currents, and
I mean, he probably would have had better luck in a lake or in the bay, you know, but
or a swimming pool that's indoors. Well, yeah, he was trying to go from Florida to New York. He did not make it out of Florida before he washed up.
He washed up on the beach.
You know what? Cool. I'm glad the guy tried something new. Because that would have been cool if it worked, honestly. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
But why was he trying to go from Florida to New York? Like, they would have turned him away and said, where's your vaccine passport?
Exactly.
And we're not segueing into that one right away. I want to talk about the Navy before we get into COVID.
He said, concerned citizens called the cops when they spotted a strange vessel on the beach.
I saw the pictures of it too, and I have no idea how to do that so I can put the picture up like a good YouTube show. I'm sure I could buy software or even get free software, but we don't make money doing this, so I can't spend 30 hours a week doing all of that and getting it ready.
There, I can share my screen real quick and show it because I got the article up.
I can screen share, I think, but I'm not sure.
Can you see it now?
Yeah, there you go. There it is. Yeah, exactly. It looks like a paddle wheel.
Yeah.
I wonder what's happened to this Zoom video. I wonder if we're looking at the screenshot when I speak or if we're looking at my face.
We should see the screen share with your face off to the side.
So what I'm seeing, that'd be really cool. Yeah. Jeez, all right, you need to teach me how to do this because this might actually make it more entertaining on YouTube because anyone who does enjoy our show is obviously listening to it. No one's sitting down and watching this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I sent the link out, both the YouTube link and the audio link out to my friends in Michigan, and then I invited them onto the show today. But
and no one wanted to participate because they listened to one episode.
I don't know, but they're not here. So.
Well, I told you last week. I think I brought it up how the guy who owns the company I work for mentioned that he knew that Sean used to be on this show. And I was like, oh shit, have you listened to it? like, this might be bad. Well, especially when at our interview, our final interview, and like I already had the job at this point, we were just going over like the paperwork kind of stuff. But he asked me if I minded, if he asked if I had my COVID shot.
Oh boy.
And I was like, we all know what that question means, dude. I was like, we know it doesn't mean if am I offended if you ask me. You're asking me whether or not I'm vaccinated, but you're not allowed to ask that because it's illegal.
Right. It's like when you're doing an interview, they can't ask how old you are, your marital status, or anything like that. Are you religious? You know, those are all foreboding.
Yeah, they have no right to know anything about my medical history.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could discriminate based upon illnesses that cause issues. I mean, diabetes, for example. You say, I don't want to hire a diabetic because they, you know, something might happen with their medication, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how come we can come up with trillions and trillions of dollars for all these vaccines for everyone on the planet, but we can't give insulin to diabetics?
Because the big drug companies are involved. Big Pharma gets, they make lots of money from insulin.
They could make a ton of money on a vaccine that half the planet is certain that they're going to die a horrible death if they don't get. How they could charge $100 a shot. You know what I mean? Make you get six of them. He's already talking about a third, right?
Yeah. It's not going to be just third. This is going to be like the flu vaccine.
No, I think it's going to be worse than that. The way they're doing it, this is faster than the flu. Excuse me. This is going to be malaria pills, dude. You're going to have to keep taking this medication to make sure you don't get sick from it.
I wonder if it has the same side effect as the malaria pills.
I'm honestly not aware of what the side effects are. I'm sure diarrhea. They're significant.
Diarrhea.
Huh? Oh. Well, isn't that an effect of a symptom of malaria too?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I mean, granted, you're not going to die. Oh, God. Anyway, the Navy.
Yep.
I don't even know how. I don't even know how I have this in here twice.
I added no. It's two different articles. I just put one new one in.
Oh, my mistake. The Bonhomer shot. That's how I was told.
That's how I pronounced it, too.
Okay, even though it says Richard, that's what everyone says. It's spelled Richard, but everyone says it that way. But it's like, but then it's Bonham, not Bonham, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I call it Bonham.
Yeah, because that's what we were told it was, and it's named after some French something, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you remember the big fire about a year ago?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It burned for days.
Yep, and because of this fire, there's all new training procedures for all the Navy ships all around the world.
And this goes right back into what I've been talking about for weeks. The United States Navy is not ready for a war. They're not. The ship burned. How does a steel structure in the water burn down for four days?
It was on fire forever, too. And city four fire days. Departments were there. Base fire departments were there. Other ships' fire departments were there.
Yeah. And there were the ships spraying hoses. It was trust me, I get it. Especially with the arsenal on board, chemical reactions start happening. Some of the weapons, theoretically, some of the weaponry they use may react with water.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, the Navy's talking about doing a court-martial. And the second article I just put in there is from...
That dude's boned.
It's from the sailor's lawyer who denies that he's the one responsible.
Now, what I read was it came across like sabotage, what I read in that first article, but it never came out and said sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like this was done intentionally the way it came across. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're saying it's arson, so.
Okay, so he... But really, he must have known something special, or... had access to something weird to be able to burn a steel structure in the water for 4 days. Because, I mean, where you worked, for example, and you guys had a photography shop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. They had tugboats and everything. Mm-hmm. You worked in a photography shop. And there were plenty of dangerous chemicals in there, right?
Yeah, when I first got in the Navy. We went digital by the time I retired, so there were no chemicals then. So
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking an actual dark room, which I cannot imagine doing on a ship in the water.
Yeah.
That must have been tough developing film for real.
It was entertaining.
I bet it was. And some of those chemicals were pretty dangerous.
Yep.
But could you incapacitate a Navy warship for 4 days with access to those chemicals?
No.
No, and destroyed the ship, didn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh. It went to the scrap metal yard.
And they're trying to pin this on one dude. And hey, maybe he did it. I don't know. I have no idea. And let's be real. None of us are ever going to know. It's a military matter. The military is going to do what they're going to do. They're not going to tell any of us anything. And they're going to come to their decision and tell you this is what happened.
Right.
Because that's just the way the military works, and that's what they're supposed to do, right? Speaking of, did we talk about women being drafted last week? Or?
I don't think so.
I say stuff like that. Like, I expect you to remember. You remember about as much as I do from recording the show, don't you?
I don't think we did.
Oh, well, they were... The Democrats just signed some crap that's going up. So women have to register for the draft.
I think they should.
I'm kind of on the fence with that, and it's interesting.
Well, I mean, they wanted equal opportunity. They want to be in the SEALs. They want to be in special forces. They want to be in combat roles. So
they want to vote.
They do vote.
But that's what I mean.
They should be eligible to be drafted too, you know.
That's what I mean. It's exactly, you want to vote, you should be eligible to be drafted. But I'm surprised I'm taking the more conservative point of view. It may not happen ever again because it'll be a different kind of war, but were a World War III hot war to happen with like ordnance and bombs, we would need a bunch of women to be able to reproduce in a hurry with very few men.
Right.
I know it sounds a terrible thing to say, but you have to be able to repopulate after you kill off half the male population.
Yeah.
Especially the Russians. And the Russians sent the women into combat. But the Russians in World War II didn't bother with quality. They went with sheer quantity. They had crappy tanks that would blow up on their own. Mm-hmm. It was, who cares? We have 900 more. They've gotten a little better since then, but geez, the casualties they suffered in World War II was so much worse than anyone else. Anyway, we can go right into the insurrection stuff if you want. I see you putting something in there now.
Yep.
It's not with the rest of the...
Sorry.
I know.
Well, I was tying in with police-related matter, so...
Yeah, anyway, what's this thing about the Capitol Police you just put in there?
They won't name the person who shot and killed Babbitt on January 6th.
Actually, Babbitt. The only one who actually was killed...
Yes.
That day...
You know, if this would have been a civilian matter, we would have known who shot them, whether they was a justified shooting or not. It would have been all over social media within minutes of the event actually happening.
What do you mean a civilian matter?
If it would have been like the Atlanta Police Department or the Boston Police Department.
Oh, so not civilian, not federal. Local.
Yeah.
When you say civilian, I think not police.
Okay. Well,
and not military, even though for some reason we consider police not civilians, but
that's what I'm saying. If it would have been any other police force besides the Capitol Police,
were they trying to federalize the police?
We would have known who it was right away, and You know, we could have dug into their past to find out if they were right wingers or left wingers or Nazis, you know, those, you know, all of those crazy things.
Yeah, I don't think there's as many Nazis in this country as people think there are.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm sure there's some. I'm sure of it. This is a huge piece of land. But I really don't think there are giant groups like in American History X. You know what I mean? With like their junkyard gates that they open up where there's a bunch of skinheads dancing around a fire. I don't think that happens everywhere.
Right.
And maybe it does. You know, I haven't seen the whole country, but I haven't seen a whole lot of evidence of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the occasional asshole does something stupid, but just because one dude's a dick doesn't mean he's in a group of 900 up more, you know?
Uh-huh.
Changed my mind. How's that? Yeah. You talk about the Capitol Police.
Yep. And I have another article I just put in about the January 6th committee. It's not really a bipartisan committee per se. I mean, technically it is because a couple of the rhinos joined the committee, but
rhinos,
Republicans in name only.
I wish it was I just wish they could spell rhino properly, but it. It does have a nice ring, R-I-N-O, rhino, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got to figure out an H for it.
Well, let's be real. Most people that are in office right now in the Republican Party are rhinos.
Yeah, there's a few that aren't, you know. But because Nancy Pelosi refused to seat two of the people, basically this was a committee where she got to pick a certain number of people. And the Republicans got to pick a certain number of people. But because it's a select committee for the House, she can veto any of the Republicans' picks. And she did. She vetoed Jim Jordan and another guy that was a big Trump supporter. Both of them big Trump supporters. Yeah, I think so.
Right, the one-eyed guy, the former SEAL?
Yeah. And so because she vetoed them, McCarthy pulled all of his picks out of the committee.
Yeah, we're not going to participate at all.
Yeah. And so she was able to find another Republican that said they would besides Liz Cheney. So there's two Republicans on the committee. But now there's other parts of the Republican Party that are trying to convince McCarthy to remove them from being written, take away their Republican status.
Meaning, like, excommunicate them from the party?
Yes, and they could become Democrats or independents.
Well, or Green Party or Libertarian, whatever else. But you're not a Republican.
Right.
Does the Republican Party do that?
It doesn't get done very often.
Ever before?
I don't know. I didn't do that research.
Has the Republican Party ever excommunicated someone? Because the Catholic Church has. And I'm pretty sure they threatened Pelosi about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're drinking Yingling.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you saw I see that can, but I just saw the Eagle swing by. And I was like, oh, damn, that's a good beer. And which one is that? Oh,
never mind. Traditional lager.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the Black and Tan.
No, you don't see that in can very often.
As I say, I think you only get in a bottle. You can get Yingling here. It's tough to find. Especially because it's not new anymore. It's tough to find, and it costs... Dear God, it's expensive up here, because it's not like a local... Not a nationwide thing. It's well, it is, but...
Right.
Which is weird. From Pennsylvania?
Yes. And they say they're the longest-running American brewery.
And how did Massachusetts not... why were they not buying beer from Pennsylvania or from this brewery? You know what I mean? I don't understand what happened. Massachusetts has been here forever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Hmm. I spent some time in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is a dump. Pittsburgh's prosperous, but real ghetto. But the rest of Pennsylvania is really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's all forest. I mean, there's people still living without, in for the most part, without electricity, and they do there's it on purpose. There's
a big Amish community.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which people think they don't have electricity at all. It's like, no, they have emergency stuff because they know it's going to save their lives.
They have generators.
Yeah, yeah, because they, yeah, and they have phone lines because they need to.
But the phone is a landline that is out by the road that several families share.
Yes, no, exactly. But they still have access to a phone because 911 might save a life, and we're not going to die when there's technology to save us. We're just not going to make it a point to live through technology. And I think that's an amazing way to try to live your life.
Right.
But I cannot imagine actually putting in that effort, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of effort because we have Amish in Michigan. I actually go to an Amish bakery every time I go up there to get a rhubarb pie.
Oh, I bet it's good.
It is. It is.
What is rhubarb anyway?
It's kind of tart and it's kind of like celery, but it's a tart celery that you chop up and you put in the... And some sugar. And
I think your phone's ringing.
Yeah, it's the home phone. Nobody's gonna. Only bill collectors call that phone. Wenatchee, Washington State.
Well, not even just bill collectors anymore. They might be calling about your extended warranty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting text messages about those now. We're calling you one last time to redo your extended warranty. If I wanted an extended warranty, I would have got one by now.
What the hell were we talking about, dude?
We were on the Capitol riots.
Were we really?
January 6th.
Oh, the appointees.
Yep.
Right, I guess we can go into I guess we can go into the riot stuff.
Okay.
Like we said, one person died.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people say no, five people did, but that's not what happened at all.
No.
And
everybody's comparing this to like they're calling it insurrection.
1812.
And they're calling it insurrection. But like you said earlier this week on Facebook Messenger, if I was really trying to try to take over the government, I would have shown up with guns.
No, that's not even what it says. If I was genuinely trying to overthrow the government and occupy the building, I would have at least brought a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Even a baseball bat. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it would have been a lot of big guns and probably some kind of homemade explosive devices. Not that I'm going to do any of this. I'm just saying, if I'm going to try to overthrow the government,
that's why
I'm not showing up empty handed.
Their term insurrection is ridiculous. You know, they're just trying, and they're comparing it to 9/11. They're comparing it to the 1800s.
I don't think they compared it to 9/11. Actually, I think people brought up 9/11, as an argument, because at first they said this is the worst attack on our democracy since, you know, the Civil War. Is like 9/11,
right?
But yeah, the president, POTUS, recently said that it was the biggest attack on the Capitol, the United States Capitol, since 1812.
Well, he was alive then, so he'd be the one to know.
Well, according to himself, yes. Well, no. Even by his numbers, he wouldn't have been born yet. Who's Rob?
Oh, cool.
One of your buddies is showing up?
Yeah.
No kidding. I thought for sure all your friends listened to this at least once and said, no way am I touching that. That's what my friends said. I'll give it a listen. It's fun. It's funny. It's like, no way I'm touching that with a 20-foot pole. It's like, that shit never goes away, dude. It's there forever.
No, he'll fit into the show perfectly. We had some interesting conversations at a bar.
speaking of Paul Rubin just got suspended from Twitter. No idea who he is, do you?
No, I don't. Is he a YouTuber?
He is a YouTuber, and he's actually he's done a lot of stuff. He used to be a Young Turk.
Okay.
Yeah. And he is no longer a Young Turk for a while now, because he said, well, I said Paul Rubin, didn't I?
I don't know. I forgot.
I keep making it's Dave Rubens. Paul Rubin was Pee Wee Herman. Dave Rubens. And I'm not a big fan of his show, actually. I don't listen to it much at all. But he's very, well, actually, I say very. He's an outward, out gay man, married to a dude. And he's obviously been very liberal. And one day, he's Young Turks want him to report the opposite thing of what he said the day before. And he said, this is a bunch of bullshit. And they've been trying to dump him out since then. But he's been almost a middle-of-the-road guy, but he's very left-leaning.
Okay.
The way the Overton window has shifted, he's now middle of the road. You know what I mean? Further left than Tim Pool, which I know Dvorak ripped Tim Pool apart again.
I haven't listened to very much of this episode yet, so
I listened to some of it. It was not very entertaining.
Okay. You can chime in, Rob, whenever you want.
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what it is you guys are talking about, if I even can chime in on that. So
we got a whole bunch of topics here.
Anything you want to talk about, dude?
I was kind of getting the feel of what you guys were talking about, and then we could stay on topic. But I don't know who the pool guy is or the other guy is.
Yeah, no, and that was completely off of our list anyway. It came to mind. Well, here we go. Let's talk about Russia.
Okay.
Apparently, Russia's their flybys they've been doing our Navy ships. Apparently, now we're thinking that this is just them getting us to try to shoot at them first.
Of course it is.
And that makes it okay, right?
No, but they're also, I think, testing the current administration to see how far they can go before the Biden administration actually does something.
Yeah. Yes, but you have to shoot down an aircraft.
You can fire warning shots.
Well, I mean, Russia already fired over the bow of England ships, and nothing transpired out of that. But
did they really?
Yeah,
they did that like a week and a half ago.
How did I not hear about this?
I don't know. I heard about it. I just forgot to talk about it.
No, this is a big deal. I like your friend, Brian.
Well, I knew you would. He's fairly informed.
I think what we want to, because Biden, was it Friday or Monday this week? He literally came out and said, we're going to war. He's just not sure who it is yet, China or Russia.
Well, actually, that's actually the next thing on the list. And I know you probably don't have access to it, but we actually do a Google Doc, and there's a whole bunch of links to articles and everything that we have to make sure that we have like facts. But Biden just warned that we might enter a shooting war in retaliation to the Russia-China cyber attack. And it's like, is it Russia? Is it China? Is it Russian because the language was written in Russian?
Yeah.
What? I'm just saying to blame Russia doesn't necessarily mean it was Russia.
Well, you guys are familiar with the false flag events.
Yeah, and actually, the United States is really good at it.
Well, I kind of think that all of this is, I think it's all to deter us. I don't think there could be a mini conflict. I don't know. But I think the whole thing about the war and all this is to keep us off of what we should really be looking at. So the most important thing out there right now that just got censored off of all social media is Maricopa County.
What happened there?
Maricopa County, Arizona.
I've definitely heard of it. Over isn't that that's the sheriff who has the guys out in the desert that are
did the recount.
This is the biggest forensic. So they have shown the day that I've already seen that without 100% of a doubt that it was a rigged election.
Yeah. And then the problem is even when you present evidence, they say you're a conspiracy theorist.
All right. So this kind of all ties in with what's going on right now with, you know, cause Biden's doing the forced vaccination on all federal employees. And now the mask is going to come back for the country. So
I don't think it's gonna,
well, see,
I think they're going to try, but I think the citizens going to push back.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'm in Massachusetts, dude. And it's pretty much the most liberal state. I mean, we have Elizabeth Warren as a senator. And the people I work with, I'm not putting a fucking mask back on.
Well, he's in Michigan, so.
Yeah, I got Gretchen. She's the king ho. Oh, so.
No, she is an issue. And I don't know why, but we have to find some reason to put her in prison.
Yeah, well, you know, she was a number one pick for Biden's running mate till Kamala, that dude came along. So, but well, the thing is what's important here is, you know, you remember Trump's executive order from September of 2018 talking about if any fraud is found in the elections. Now, remind you, this was in 2018 that it proves, which the Constitution already says this, but this executive order is on top of it. Basically, in a nutshell, it says if there's any proof of illegality, especially from other countries, that to revert back to the constitutional one state, one vote. But what a lot of people don't know what happened, that that Nevada changed its electorals from Biden to Trump 6 months ago. Did you guys aware of that?
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference at this point. You know, it doesn't. Oh, because
right. So, but the point is that proved
that the system isn't working.
No, it proved that it was tampered with outside of the country.
That's what I mean. Is
so
outside the country.
They're trying to keep this Maricopa, and see, Wisconsin's coming out and showing 1.1 million more votes than they have registered voters. So their social media sites were literally shut down 2 days ago. That was a huge. So it was the Maricopa audit website and like Twitter and I don't know what else they had. And then the same thing with Wisconsin. And both of them were crushed at the same time. So a lot of the theorists are saying that, well, actually, they said it a couple months ago, that when fraud is proven on, because a lot more people know about what's going on in Arizona because, you know, the CNN's fighting it left and right, blah, blah, blah. So there's more public awareness to Maricopa than there was to Nevada. Nevada was only 6 electoral votes anyways. I think Maricopa County is only 12. But the point is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that it's going to go to Trump now. What it proves is what we wanted to prove is that our elections aren't up and here. Up.
Yeah.
Which will be a huge offense to a lot of people on the left because a lot – you know,
that's what's so frustrating about it is because that was an argument they made for 4 years that our elections were tampered with. And then as soon as that guy won, they said it's impossible to tamper with our elections. They're iron tight. And it's like, are you kidding? You just spent 4 years convincing me that they were tampered with, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, even in 2016, Trump wasn't supposed to win. They had it so rigged for Hillary. That's why she literally was like What do you mean he won? You
know, exactly, and refused to. She got so blasted drunk she wouldn't even friggin' address the country.
Yeah. And then you see, and no, the sad thing is I was never political until COVID, and I had the time to start. I was bored. It was.
And then you paid attention, and you went down that rabbit hole.
Well, here's what's fucked up.
Yeah, no, that rabbit hole never ends, dude.
Well, and I think this is what happened to a lot of people is we got bored. Shit, it's cold out. I planted my garden 3 months too early and everything fucking died. But I got on social media. Yeah, I got on social media. And then, you start hearing shit on social media and you're like, what? Bullshit. What do you mean they're, eating babies? And, and then it gets into this whole political thing. And then you're like, what?
How did Biden say that? It's like, he brought up some weird QAnon conspiracy. Like, they asked him a question about COVID. He's like, and some Republicans think I suck the blood out of babies.
And I was like, Republicans think that.
Well, no, all I can think is like, it's not doing him any good. Like, sucking the blood out of babies is supposed to keep you young, right?
I have no idea.
You can't form a coherent sentence.
Adrenochrome. That's kind of the reasoning for all of this is because everybody just thinks this is just what's going on right now and the elections and so forth. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Are you guys familiar with BlackRock and State Street Capital and Vanguard?
Yeah.
So if you look,
anyone who might be listening to the show, give us a run through. Not that anyone actually listens, but
a few people do.
Well, I'm just saying, if we just jump into shit, like we did that once, we started talking about Tiananmen Square. And I got a whole bunch of messages from friends of mine. It's like, what the fuck happened? It's like, I've never heard of it. And it blew my mind that no one had ever heard of Tiananmen Square.
Talking about the genocide?
Yeah, well, it was a massacre.
Right, yeah.
Not a genocide. But it was an absolute massacre. People didn't hear about it. And it was because somehow the Chinese government managed to cover it up here in the United States in the 80s, you know?
Right.
Well, the stuff that I'm reading is still going on today.
Oh, yeah, especially with, like, the Uyghur Muslims and...
So they talk about numbers. You know how 6 million Jews died from the Nazis in World War II?
I hear fluctuating numbers, but that's typically the middle number.
Yeah, we'll use 6 million. That's kind of the
average. It's pretty acceptable.
So the
that's a lot of people.
Well, the last time this came up, this conversation with some of the dudes there I talked to once in a while is in China, it's over 300 million that they literally thin out certain people and they kill them.
Who did now?
China.
Communists.
They do it today. Yeah. So people always get mixed up about China and they have, so it's the CCP. The CCP is the communists.
Why do we even say the Chinese Communist Party? It's a monoparty system. Why do we bother putting communists in there? Because why don't we just say Chinese Party?
There is no other party.
That's what I mean.
but there's good people over there and there's more of them. It's just like us here.
They don't have a party.
We do. It's called the Democrat National Committee. That's our communist CCP.
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying, why do we call it the CCP? Because in China, there's no other party.
No, we call it the CCP is because they're the ones that are doing it. Those are the ones that we go to war with. And everybody's like, it's just China. All people in China are bad. I know a lot of Chinese people, and they would die for the limited freedom that we have.
It's like, why do we bother saying CCP? Because there's no other party that might be in power. It's always the CCP versus the United States. We may as well just say China. Because you don't say the Democrat president. You don't say the Republican president, right?
I used to feel the exact same way. But because of so many people that I talk to, they don't want to be any part of the CCP. and they're not any part of the CCP. It's just like who's running their country is the CCP. So when people say the CCP, they're talking about
the government,
the DNC, the equivalent, not the RNC, but the it's our equivalent over there of what's going on right now. But they've been going on much, much longer. They've had Biden as their president for a lot longer than we have.
You know, Biden hasn't done that much though.
Biden's just a puppet.
Okay, it doesn't even matter if he's a puppet. What has he done?
Nothing.
That's what I mean. Like nothing's been signed. Nothing has been signed. So what's the big deal? Are we really just gonna coast for 4 years or until he dies?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, he's not doing it. He hasn't signed anything.
He's about to sign the infrastructure bill for $3.2 trillion.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't. I see, all that to me is noise. It's not real because
No, it's real because that means that the hours that you go to work are worth less food.
So are you guys aware of the Act of 1871?
You say it's like I know every fucking law every passed, dude. Come on now.
You know a lot of them.
No,
so I know about the Act of 1871. Come on.
Well,
it's not even fair. You know it's not.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, please give me a briefing.
When I start bringing all this stuff up, then it makes me look like I'm a conspiracy theorist.
No. Yes. Yo, you already sound like one.
So, like the Act of 1871.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah. My wife's just now figuring out who I'm talking to. She's like, what? She's looking at me with this strange look. Why are you on the phone without any phone call? And I'm like,
it's funny because like you showing up, and I said, holy crap, one of your friends? I was like, because you know, they all listen to at least a little bit of the show before they considered coming on. And I was like, I can't believe all of them didn't just run away and scream.
Yeah, because none of your friends have come on the show.
I had the dirty tranny on.
but you knew him from the Navy, so.
I was actually over at Ron's when you sent out the thing. And then, I had a bunch of errands I had to run after I got done bullshitting with him. And
that's cool.
So I was like, oh, I'll jump on there and see if they're still there. And then,
we'll be here for a while. The show goes at least an hour, if not usually two.
At least, actually, for like 6 months, we did like 3 hours, which I was like, we cannot do 3 hours.
Yeah, but we couldn't remember what we talked about by the end of the show.
I can't remember what we talked about after the next morning. I have to go back and look at what we highlighted.
That's how I choose the title of the show. I had to go back and look at the articles.
Well, it's hard to talk about one subject without getting a bunch of other ones. It's kind of like everything that we're talking about. Let's just say that it's Biden. Biden is the head of the octopus, but there's 8 other tentacles or 20 other tentacles that are important information. So this it's you can't just narrow down and talk about one specific thing without involving 7 or 8 or 9 other things. This time frame is so difficult because I have a very small brain, and to try to remember.
You should listen to the No Agenda show because they will shrink your amygdala.
How so?
That's actually like, you haven't listened to the No Agenda show?
No.
Oh, that's actually like it's their slogan thing. A little shrinky or amygdala. It's something in your brain that makes you like stupid and angry.
Oh.
It's what makes you caring. But you should check out the No Agenda show. It's really fun. Couple of guys. It's kind of what we're doing, but they're much better at it and they're old.
Yeah, they're older than we are.
Older than us, and we're old.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. You should check them out, though. It's a great show.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of blogs, actually. I do,
blogs.
Or Zoom calls, or, most of my stuff is very, very, very few times do I actually talk person to person. I'm usually always, it's always text. It's always texting. I'm always texting.
Millennial.
No, he's not, though. He's my age.
I don't know who's older than me or Brian, but it's close.
How old are you? You're like, just hit 60 or something?
Oh, you? I'm only 53.
Oh, Brian's older than I'm 52. So,
well, next year I turn 40.
Well, I went to junior primary. You know, I went to that special class in between kindergarten and first grade.
You know, that explains a lot, Brian. I didn't know that.
My mom told me special is another word for retarded.
Probably.
We didn't call it tarded. We called it stupid, or we were much more politically correct back then, weren't we, Brian?
No, yeah. Retarded's the right word.
Like, he's an idiot. And, we don't use these politically correct terms today. But, Brian, you remember Todd LaForge?
Yeah.
So, I was asking Ron this tonight. So, think about, so you know how we, just like today, autism, OCD, all this is like regular vocabulary for our children, you know. They need medication so they can focus in school.
You know, I've brought this up several times.
So when Brian, so when you were in school, how many people can you remember that were hyper or filled? How many autistic kids did we know in our really big school?
None.
Other than,
oh no, I'm Todd this LaForge. Side of this coin.
Because you know, you knew Todd LaForge took Ritalin.
Okay.
So, because without it, he was just like hell
he's
on
a mess.
He was just hell on wheels. He was literally all over the place. But today,
Ritalin's like, a great drug if you're not ADD though. No, seriously, have you guys ever taken Ritalin? I'm not gonna
confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That's an amazing time. It's a great night. It really is.
I have not.
Oh, I'm not suggesting you do, but you should.
Would it be something like LSD? Which
no.
I know.
No, it's more like cocaine.
Oh, I haven't done that either, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's a stepping stone. So now we can get you the gateway to blow.
If marijuana was the gateway drug, I basically just like kicked the door open like 2 inches in my entire life. So I'm a long way from the gateway drug situation. No, but
I smoke a ton of pot.
Yeah.
Well, it's legal here.
Legal
yeah.
in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. We were.
It doesn't mean you have to, but I'm also epileptic and it actually helps with seizures.
Yeah.
And I like to smoke pot.
Right.
So, you know, it's a win-win there.
So, do you do edibles?
I've had them before, but it's not my thing to go. I actually prefer to smoke it. And I know it's not good for you to smoke anything. I do use a water filter, basically a bong.
Right.
But not like a bong rib. It's a little water pipe.
Like just down the road from us. Hey, Brian, you remember the Bear's Den?
Yeah, it's a dispensary now.
Yes. So now it's recreational as well as medicinal. It was originally medicinal. But I've yet to stop in there and grab some edibles.
It's always busy.
Well,
yeah, it's always busy.
I know it's. I'm not trying to convince you to start trying THC, but if you have issues sleeping, if you get something high THC, that's I believe an indica strain. It matters if it's indica or sativa, but indica will actually put you to sleep if you take like even just eat a gummy bear.
Yeah, I think they're like 5 milligrams. Does that sound like the right dose for like a gummy?
It depends on the potency of whatever you're putting into it, but I honestly have no idea. I've never looked at the actual measurements.
I think the states put a limitation. Like Alaska, that was where my wife got hooked on them with her whole one that she had.
How do you get hooked on pot?
Five milligrams. She didn't. She had one gummy. But I'm going to tell you, that was one of our happiest days in our lifetime. She was so happy, and happy wife, happy husband.
you were right there, but you got it wrong, man. It's happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, well, when your entire life is your wife, it's happy life, or happy wife, happy husband.
That's what I mean. It's happy. If your entire world is your wife, it's happy wife, happy life. She's happy, you're happy.
Good
point. But anyway, it's an old thing.
All right. How about?
I want to talk about this Don Lemon thing.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
All right. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead with the Don Lemon.
Well, I'm not a huge Don Lemon fan. In general.
Who is?
A lot of people, actually.
No one, actually.
We've talked about this weeks and weeks in a row. Their numbers are... I can't believe they're still on TV.
MSNBC is getting better ratings than CNN.
Well, since they lost the contract to the airports, I can't believe they're still operating. But even Don Lemon came out and was like, I can't believe someone actually like got in Tucker Carlson's face when he's on vacation with his family. He's like, who the hell do you think you are? This guy's just doing a job and saying his point of view, and he has every right. Yeah. And I was like, I honestly did not expect Don Lemon to take that point of view. I really didn't
see it, but I would not expect him to do anything like that. No.
Yeah, because he says you're a bad guy because you don't have a vaccine. But
yeah.
Yeah. And so, exactly. So I'm surprised. I thought he was a by any means necessary kind of guy. Surprised me.
He's what I look at a lot of this stuff and I call it's either noise or it's something that I can use. And I mean, pretty much like I've already labeled like CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't watch any of that stuff unless it's a blurb on some of my media channels where, and even then I still call it noise because I feel dumber or it's time that I'll never get back in my life for listening or watching it.
Right. I understand that.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Okay. When he's like, I apologize to everyone to having to sit here and listen to this. Everyone who saw this is now dumber having seen it.
That's
exactly what you just said, wasn't it?
That's exactly the way it is. I mean, yeah.
It's like I'm 5 minutes older and nothing happened. No. I'm just that much closer to death and I wasted it watching this.
Speaking of CNN.
There's a lot of CNN.
Yep. Their panel agrees that the Hunter Biden art sales are a huge optics ethics issue. And obviously, this is a problem.
Well, even CNN said this does not look good. Even if it is above board, this is shady.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Apparently, only Massachusetts uses the term shady.
No.
We know what it means.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
That's some shady shit, dude. What the hell are we talking about? I'm sorry. I've been drinking and smoking.
And we're talking about Hunter Biden and art.
No.
Yeah. And he was getting millions of dollars for like him coming on a canvas, right?
Yeah.
Basically, right?
You're not going to tell me that. That's not money laundering or child trafficking or something. There's a lot more to that. So you guys are going to have to.
His connection sucks.
Do you guys use DuckDuckGo for your research? Do you know what DuckDuckGo is?
Yeah, that's what I use for searching.
So but you're gonna wanna duck duck go the act.
There he is.
1871.
Okay.
You're gonna wanna do that for sure. Because then you'll realize that everything that Biden's doing is not real. But it's too difficult for me to start. I just can't jump into that. You got to read that.
Okay.
So do you think that all of a sudden something's going to happen and Trump's going to be president?
No, I don't think Trump will be president again.
Oh, you don't think he'll even run and win?
No, it's not about that. There's just too much on the fence because, see, until we actually get our republic back, which I'm still on the fence of whether we got it back or not, because the corporation of the United States no longer existed after 2018. So
thank you for understanding. It's a republic, not a democracy.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you guys are like touching on the very top of the iceberg here. And remember what I talked about, like the octopus, and there's so many technicals coming off of it.
Well, we're just talking about what's going on, like in the news this week, and hope that someone listens and maybe pays more attention. Trust me, we see lines. We have recurring themes on this show that we keep talking about because they're a big deal. You know.
All right. Well, what are some of the reoccurring themes?
Well, actually, lately the Navy.
Such as what?
Being woke.
Yeah, the Navy is not ready for combat. There was a report that came out. We've put everything out pretty much since the coal, right? About the Navy and how they're not ready for combat. USS Cole. Oh, yeah, the USS Cole. What was it, Iran?
Yemen.
Yemen, I'm sorry. Sailed up on this little tiny, like, dinghy to the next to the coal and detonated like a giant bomb and sank the ship.
Well,
they
didn't
sink it. They didn't sink it.
It caused a lot of damage.
It killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, like 49 Navy guys, I think.
Yeah, it hit while they were eating lunch, and it hit the mess deck. So,
where were you at then, Brian?
I was in Old Town Alexandria. Working with the Joint Combat Camera Center.
You were where?
I was in Virginia.
What was the year?
That would have been somewhere between 2000 and 2004, because that's when I was at that command. It would have been probably 2000, because we moved into the Pentagon before 2001. Yeah.
Well, I was in high school in 2000.
I was halfway through my military career.
How many years did you do total, Brian?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Was that enough?
That's all retired. I could do.
That's all you could do in the Navy?
No, that's not true. You can do more.
Not in my rate. I was an E6. I hired tenured out at 20.
Well, at least you got to 20 then, so you got to retire, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who doesn't understand what that meant was if you don't advance in pay rate in the Navy – often enough, which, by the way, it's not a short window, but it's definitely not a long window.
Well, I was also in a rate that everybody wanted to stay in once they made E7. So,
Now, were you both in the Navy?
Yeah, we both were in the Navy. We actually served on the same ship decades apart.
By the way, really? I wanted to bring this up. Remember what you talk about, Rob. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a memory issue because of a brain injury when I was in the Navy.
Okay.
And I'll forget what I want to talk about if I don't.
I do that, and I'm 52, so no excuse.
You'll get there.
How did I meet you?
Through Sean.
See, I could have sworn you had me at your house one day, and Sean showed up.
No, Sean. We met through Sean because of Derek.
Because of Derek?
Yeah, because I think Sean knew you because you were such good friends with his brother, Derek. And I think when you got to Virginia, you got in touch with him, and that's how all three of us met up.
I remember bumping into Sean in Virginia. That's the problem. And I thought it was through you.
I don't know how that would
happen. I knew Sean before I left Massachusetts.
Right, of course.
Well, not right, of course. He was already enlisted when I was hanging out with his brother.
Yeah, but you still knew of him, so.
Yeah. Anyway, it is driving me nuts because I don't know if you introduced me to Sean or tried to introduce me to Sean or if Sean introduced me to you.
I think Sean introduced you to me. And yeah, now probably. He's abandoned both of us.
Yeah, well, he's trying to make Chief, but he's never going to make Chief.
He's not trying to make Chief. He's
he
not.
Can't make Chief.
He's not trying.
He can't. You know he can't. They made rules that they call the Sean Stafford rules.
Whatever. But that's nothing to do with it. He's not making board. He's not even passing the test enough to make board. So. He's doing his 20 or 22 and he's getting out.
You guys want to talk about these new picks that Biden's put up for positions?
Sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? I have it put here like I knew what it was, and I have no idea what it says. Bettenfeld, Rachel Rollins nomination as U.S. attorney poses a big risk for Biden. Is she the one she's the one who was putting like hunks of steel in trees, wasn't she? In yes. Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. I believe so.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's driving steel rods into trees in Massachusetts. I think.
Might have been a different person. This article says she was soft on crime.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, I saw the other one in here. The tree spiking one's the next one down. Tracy Stone Manny.
Why? Yeah. Why did she spike the trees?
Oh,
she was a tree hugger. She was trying to stop the loggers from logging the trees.
Well,
okay, I see.
The No Agenda Show actually talked about this, but I didn't like the way they put it. They made it sound like they was only out there to kill the sawmill workers. Yeah. Because they said the loggers don't give a shit. The chain breaks and the chainsaw. I was like, yes, they do. It'll cut their leg off.
Yeah.
Like, instantly. If that chain snaps around on
them.
But the bigger issue is they put these spikes in these trees and they're, you know, like 6 to 10 inches long of iron or steel. And you run it through a log mill to cut it up to make boards, and it snaps either the small sawmill, it snaps the small circular saw blade, or in a real sawmill, like a big one, the big band saw, and it kills anyone within like 50 feet of it.
Wow. Yeah, and, that's not cool.
Yeah, and she wrote the paper to the United States government saying, this is what we did. And now they're looking to put her in charge of like what, parks and recreation or whatever.
Yeah, no, Bureau of Land Management. She's going to be in charge of logging.
There's still parts of that forest that no one will log.
Yeah, because of the spikes. Because
they know someone will die.
Wow.
Probably many people.
Yeah, I never heard that.
She didn't. She just thought it destroyed their tools to cut down the tree and rip the tree apart. She didn't realize it was going to kill 20 people.
Right.
And that's not excuse her, though, right?
No.
No, it's bullshit. And now she's being nominated to a fucking federal position when she's a literal terrorist.
Well, that kind of, I mean, if you think about it, it completely makes sense in these times, though, right?
To put terrorists in the cabinet?
Yeah, look at everything that's going on. You know, like AOC there and everything that she says, and she's still got a job. So basically, if you can speak pygmy Latin and make zero sense, you have a pretty good shot running some serious departments right now with under with Biden being there.
What's going to happen when this free money disappears? Tomorrow, by the time anyone listens to this show, the eviction moratorium is going to be gone. It has not been extended as far as I'm aware.
Because the Supreme Court said that they could keep it in place until the end of July. Any other extensions would have to be done by law.
And they haven't been done, right?
No, the House of Representatives just adjourned for the summer without doing anything.
You seem pretty certain it's going to be extended, weren't you? You sent me a message saying it's going to be extended. And I was like, I haven't heard the same thing.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
And then for the last year and a half, people renting apartments have been, you know, just racking up the bills.
50 million Americans are going to be served eviction notices for 30 days saying get out or pay the last year and a half rent.
Yeah, which they don't have the money for.
So that because they blew it on porn. I don't hear a thing he says.
He's breaking up.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. Sorry.
You got your.
Hey, I heard some of that.
It's I have one bar.
That'll do it. That's Tecumseh, Michigan for you. You know my hometown. Hey, really good internet service, cell service there.
Well, I'm on the country, so we have no cable here.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have cable at my parents' house either. So
everything is data here. So, and now I'm up to two bars, so I should be able to talk to the world now. So.
are you guys more rural than I am, or up in Michigan? Is that more rural than where I am?
Well, we were. Yeah, it's fairly rural.
Really, it's more than me.
Yeah, there was only 30 people in our graduating class.
Oh, and 8 of them probably related, huh?
No, it's not West Virginia.
Well, I had 500 in my graduating class, but there were 4 towns in my high school.
We got one town in our high school, 30.
You see the pictures of my backyard, dude. Like, I'm in the woods, and you've been in the area.
Yeah.
I have tree frogs.
Yeah, I don't hear him.
I keep saying I'm going to do it, but apparently I'm not. I'm not going to record the frogs.
No, we got tree frogs. They're pretty quiet this time of year, though.
Like, it's so humid lately here in Massachusetts. It's been raining so much. The frogs, and they're so loud.
No, ours are that way in the spring, but they quiet down.
I'm starting to hear cicadas now.
We have you guys know what cicada killers are?
No.
So last year we had, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 of them. But anyways, cicada killers. You know what a bald faced hornet is?
Yeah.
The big black aggressive sons of bitches.
Yeah, and they'll sting you because fuck you.
That's right. So
and they can sting more than once.
Cicada killers are twice as big, and their stingers are twice as big, but they're 100 times more docile. All they do is literally go after cicadas all day long, bring them back. But I had last year, we had 3,000 or 4,000 of them in our yard. So
a little unnerving.
Yeah, a little unnerving when you walk through the yard and you have these insects that are the size of golf balls bouncing off of you.
Yeah, I dealt with cicadas in D.C. when I was there. It was kind of crazy.
I was in Hampton when the cicadas came out.
This year? This spring?
No, last time.
So, yeah, I thought the East Coast was talking about this is the 17th year.
Yeah, but they're not this far down.
I'm getting nothing up yet.
This breed, this
handful.
Breed.
I'm getting a handful.
Like, it's right around the D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia area.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I hear the occasional cicada, and actually yesterday was the first day I heard them buzz all day.
Yeah, zero here. They're here because the cicada killers are coming back with them. But
that's all. I remember the last time they showed up in Virginia, man. It was every day for like 8 months. Actually, it's like 2 years. You couldn't even have a conversation outside.
Oh, yeah.
Noise. Anyway, we talked about the tree spikes.
Yep.
She's up for land management.
Uh-huh.
And she's the definition of a terrorist, right?
Right.
And you know what pissed me off was someone asked if did she write this letter? It's like, no, she typed it.
Yeah. It's the same difference.
Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? Is that you're trying to tell me it's different than typing it? Sorry, just it pissed me off, and she did things that she knew might kill people. She might not have known how dangerous it was, but when you snap apart a bandsaw, I don't think you understand what happens.
Right.
It turns into a grenade. It rips apart because it's being spun around like a bunch of pulleys, and then it's not moving straight, and it shatters. Now you have pieces of metal, of iron, moving at, 180 miles an hour. That's sticking to people. And a bandsaw that I used to use to cut steel is bad enough. And granted, the bandsaw I used to cut wood is a lot softer, but it's a lot bigger to cut through a tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think she'd go to prison forever. And the president of the United States has recommended her or nominated her to be is that technically cabinet or not?
That's cabinet level. Uh-huh.
Yeah, cabinet position. Uh-huh. Was it like $450,000 a year or something stupid like that?
Probably.
And we're not going to address the fact that she tried to kill a bunch of people to stop them from cutting down trees. It's an entire forest that no one will touch.
Yeah.
Because of her. Oh. I don't know, man. Like, I thought we didn't negotiate with terrorists. And now we're making them fucking cabinet members.
Yep. So apparently Biden had another job before he was in Congress.
He was a logger too.
No, he was an 18-wheel drive trucker.
Oh, all right.
He used to drive 18-wheelers.
Did he?
No.
I don't know. Maybe he did. But
Everybody that's looked back at his past.
I say there's a record.
The closest thing they came to was he rode in a school bus one time. As a politician.
So I probably operated more heavy machinery than he has.
Oh, I'm sure.
Actually, I'm sure of it too. Even an 18-wheeler, I've operated more heavy machinery than he has. Where you been, Rob?
I'm not sure if you guys can hear me all the time because I'm watching this thing get all digi. So I can your visuals disappear, but I hear you guys, so I just kind of get quiet because I'm not sure if I'm broadcasting. So
you are now.
All right.
Hey, great now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, as far as, I've heard of who you're talking about. I wasn't aware of the tree spikes, but I'm telling people now, when you become, I tell people now that I'm starting to forget more about all this shit that I've read and people I've talked to, and none of it. I just plain ass forget about it until a conversation comes up or an article comes
then,
up, and I'm
then like, it jumps shit. Up.
Yeah, but I go, does that make what is that? I mean, am I just like an old conspiracy theorist now, where I forget more than I remember, or I forget more than a lot of people ever knew? And because, I mean, this is actually really good training for me to keep my lip zipped, because I'm literally hearing you guys keep touching on different things, and it's literally like the tip of the iceberg. And I'm like, how do I get how do I approach this? And
we are the gateway drug.
Yeah. Okay.
we're trying to get you to at least realize that maybe you would like to, and then people will look ship on their own.
Well, yeah.
Because let's be real, man. If we come out like you might think we should, and I don't know what you think. I'm just saying, in general, we're gonna come off as a bunch, like you said, a bunch of conspiracy theorists.
Well, it was like a bunch of Yahoos talking if somebody jumped on the call. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we jerk off in a circle on a biscuit, and whoever comes last has to eat it, right?
Wow.
He's never heard of soggy biscuits?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah, I was like, I have. I'm done. I've eaten the biscuit.
Brian, have you had
the raise your bell, dude.
I'm not gonna come. I'm not going.
Brian,
I'm drunk.
I'm gonna completely change the topic.
Good idea.
Yes, I'm still wicked drunk though.
So Brian was here in Michigan. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, anyways, you came up for our yearly one-third class reunion.
Six or seven of us people will show up for dinner. Yeah, class reunion for us.
Well, yeah, I think a few more are going to show up next year.
I can't believe you were more rural than I was.
Yep.
No, you've seen my area. I'm in the woods. I can't. So I'm assuming your family has like 20 acres.
My parents have 40 acres.
Oh, geez. Okay. And they got a mule too?
No, he rents out the farmland.
All right, continue. I'm sorry.
But he has a wood stove.
That's not safe at all.
Well, it's an outdoor wood stove.
All right, well, that's a lot safer.
Yeah, we're Tekonch is a population of 700, and Marshall to the north is 11 miles to the north, and that's a population of 6,998. And yeah, and the reason I know that is because I just Googled it yesterday. and then Coldwater is to the south of Tekonch, like 11 miles, and that's a population of 12,000. So yeah, and then it's pretty much, you know, it's there's a few bigger cities around, but yeah, for southern Michigan's pretty rural.
I live in a town, not a city. I'm not sure if you know the difference.
Yeah, I do. Well, Tekonch was a village.
It is a village.
Well, how's the government work there?
How does what?
How is a government in a village different than a town?
A smaller.
Well, no. Well, then it shouldn't have a different name then. A town has a different government than a city.
No, that depends on the state you're in. Like,
no, it wouldn't be called a town. A town has town meetings where people literally raise their hands and say, "I to vote."
So the village has a mayor, a treasurer, and what's
so
the
a
one
city that's a mayor?
The village has a mayor.
It's a city.
We're not. It's not a city. I'll take a picture next time I'm there and show you.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Send him.
You're wrong.
Hodunk is technically a village, and it doesn't even exist anymore. It's what, three buildings?
There you go. Because it doesn't exist anymore. It's a city.
No, it's a village. It's still called the village. It's labeled the village of Tekonch.
Yeah, and we got villages here in Massachusetts, too. Are you kidding me? Of all the places that might have a village, Massachusetts is, like, top on the list, right there with Virginia, right?
What? Now, Connecticut, that's a smaller state, right?
Oh, it's the second smallest state, I believe.
So, it's literally, like, two of our counties, right?
Probably.
In Michigan, maybe, yeah.
Because our counties are supposed to be like 36 square miles. No,
it's bigger than that. It's bigger than...
Yeah, no, our townships are 6x6. So I don't know what counties are, actually.
Yeah, he's forgetting about gerrymandering.
Well, the counties were set up outside of that, so...
Yeah, but they get gerrymandered. Already... They get moved. The county lines get moved, so votes mean different things.
No, the political lines move, not the counties. The county lines stay the same.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Check this out. I'm actually I'm in Plymouth County, and Plymouth, Massachusetts. Like pilgrims. It's pretty cool. There he goes, breaking up again.
Yeah, he'll come back in a second.
He will. Let's forget what I was talking about, and let's just jump into the next. Or there we go. We skipped this one, but apparently Biden confused Trump with Obama, and he called it a Freudian slip, which is even funnier.
That's not a Freudian slip. He apparently
isn't what Freudian slip means.
Right.
Because basically that means that what you said, what you meant to say, or what you really wanted to say, but couldn't do. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, I think Rob's back.
That's like the time when Biden called himself President Trump.
Biden called himself President Trump?
Yeah, because I like to watch the after.
When
the
and interview. Where?
Let me think.
Like, for real, I want to get an audio clip of this of him calling himself President Trump.
We can circle back to that.
You know you what? I almost plugged it in and did it tonight.
Are you guys familiar with Whiplash 347 on Telegram?
I don't Telegram.
Oh, Telegram's a good source.
I barely Facebook and...
I would prefer Telegram over like Twitter. I actually like for all new stuff or updates, I use TikTok so I can just screen through everything really quickly, see what's bullshit, and then I can go to like
TikTok,
you know, brighteon.com or whatever, and I can start looking up what's real, what's not, what's noise. There's so much
TikTok
noise. Yeah, that's one of the things I got hooked on when COVID started, was Twitter, TikTok, and then
TikTok that actually got blown up and admitted that it was controlled by China. All your data was being stolen.
Your data is being stolen just by having Facebook.
That's very true. Very true.
But have you guys heard of the Freedom Phones yet?
The what now?
They're called Freedom Phones.
Yeah. I don't know where I stand on this idea. We actually talked about this last week. The Freedom Phones, Brian. Remember we talked about it last week?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that kid's name.
Tim Pool. Talking about it. No, I was talking about it, and he had it. Well, Tim Pool had that guy on his show last week.
So that kid is the youngest Bitcoin millionaire in existence. I think he was 16 when he did it, or he's 16 now. I don't know, but he's the one that created the Freedom Phone, and it uses the Android OS software, but it won't allow them to track you, turn your video on, record.
Isn't it Candace Owens shilling for the Freedom Phone now?
No. Well, I don't.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm talking about the kid that created it.
Okay.
Well, I was saying Tim Pool had him on a show too, and it sounds like a decent idea, but no, Janet Show ripped it apart. And actually, I brought up what you're saying, Rob, was because they were saying it's like, oh, it's made in China. So yeah, that's the platform, you know, that was installed.
Right.
Because you can only use one phone model type. That's the Jesus. See, Brian, I pity you at 53 because I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
Well, it has to be an Android platform phone. So, and then they were talking
about Google that controls the entire planet.
Well, it's if you so remember, Brian, I told you to research.
Yeah. There's a way to wipe the phone and lock down and the settings on it and stuff like that.
Well,
yeah, you don't see what you don't see everything then, though.
What's your name? I don't even know your name.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Okay. Hey,
testicles.
testicles
works.
Well, you remember in the beginning that when I first got on and I mentioned Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock.
Yeah. That's actually where we were going with this, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, so you just said Google runs everything.
Alphabet owns them.
Well, this is where I'm going to loop back to these three.
Circle
these,
back those are button. Hedge
funds. Yep, those are hedge funds. So if you look at Google, you look at Amazon, you look at Microsoft, you look at Apple, you look at Coca-Cola, you look at Pepsi, you look at you look at Freddie Mac, you look at Fannie Mae.
Haynes.
Who's Haynes owned by?
I think Haynes is actually Haynes, actually, whether or not.
Then you can look at Haynes, but then you can look at Bank of America. You can look at
especially Bank of America. They keep buying every bank, don't they?
So there's
and Blackstone.
Okay. So here's my point to all of this is if you look up those three hedge funds, or when you look at any of those companies that we listed, you look at any company that's big enough to be a mother company, then you will see that the three biggest shareholders of all of them are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. They own, on an average, 68% of everything.
I don't even know what that meant.
So basically, three hedge funds own everything.
Yes.
So just a quick
example. Like 15 people that own everything on the planet.
It's 13 families.
Oh, I'm sorry. And apparently the Roethlisberger is not Roethlisberger. Who's the guy who invented gasoline?
Rockefeller.
Apparently the Rockefeller is not even positive. Dude, you should be wearing his weird hat and doing a dance around a fucking circle, man. Come on.
He didn't invent oil. He was
Made his money gasoline.
Off of transporting oil. He made his money off of transporting.
No.
He tried to make
kerosene more efficiently, and the byproduct was gasoline.
Okay. Maybe that's true.
And you're like, holy shit, gasoline is amazing. It's better than kerosine.
He made his money off of transporting it, though. And then he created...
Well, he had shipping routes.
Huh?
He had shipping routes. The train tracks had already been put down by the time he was doing his thing. He was the first billionaire on the planet, you know.
No, Rothschilds were the first.
Rockefeller was the first billionaire.
No, Rothschilds from England.
I think you're wrong.
And the Wilderbergs from the Netherlands.
Wilderbeest.
Wilderberg.
I know. It was a Adam Sandler movie joke. The Rothschilds were after Rockefeller. Rockefeller was the first billionaire.
Oh, no.
Right now, Google. Who's the first billionaire?
Don't Google it. Don't Google it.
I just you want real information. And it was J.D. Rockefeller in 1960. He was the world's first confirmed billionaire. Self-made monopolist, considered competition a sin and practiced what he preached, dominating 90% of the oil market.
Oops. Rockefeller actually hooked himself up. He's like, I have a product that people need. I can sell it. And I can actually sell it cheap because I have so much of it. Good for him. But people hate billionaires because they make your life better. You know? I know I'm going way off topic, but it's driving me nuts how many people that butthurt that Jeff Bezos went to space on his profit. It's like, oh, the hundred millionaire is the billionaire is going to prison, going to space on the money he made off of us. Meanwhile, the United States launches a rocket that costs $85 trillion paid for by the taxpayers. It pissed me off so much. You know, it's like, this dude actually paid for it by himself. Sorry, I know it's way off topic. I just had to bring that up. It's been pissing me off for weeks.
What was the name of that? The blue? What was the name of that rocket?
I don't know. It looked like the freaking... I know everyone said it, but it really did look like the rocket from the Austin Powers movie. It was a big dick.
Yeah. Was it Blue something?
It's Blue Origins, I think.
Yeah, that was it. Oh. Did you guys watch the video from that?
No.
Of it? The video on top of it as it went up.
Yeah, I didn't care.
No?
No, I did not watch it. I did not care. I mean, good for him. Honestly, that sounded like a great party. I didn't care.
12-minute trip, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could buy a bag of mushrooms and trip for 4 hours.
Right.
You know? And a bag of mushrooms cost me $30.
What was the other rocket you were talking about that the U.S. launched?
I have no idea. I know that Elon Musk wants to build his own and actually go in orbit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I got a C. Well, I told you so for Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, you.
Senator Warren of Virginia regrets Harry Reid's filibuster change. He wishes they never would have started the change process.
Because now they want a filibuster.
Yeah. Now they want a filibuster?
They don't want, because basically the whole court system was changed during Trump's time because
he was Trump.
And he could, with a simple majority, they could nominate every federal court judge except for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
130-some, right?
Rob, you're paying attention, buddy.
Yeah, it was.
He's filled more federal court positions than any president ever by a lot. Because Obama and Bush and who was before Bush?
Clinton.
Clinton, and then Bush, and then Reagan. They've never filled these federal court positions. And Trump says, like, you know what? It's my damn job. I'm going to do it.
Well, he saw how the Democrats controlled the societal change for like the last 30, 40 years by controlling the courts. So he knew that the best way to make change was to turn the courts more conservative.
Yeah, it was a good idea, but it bothers me. I like this tri-system thing we have, but I think the courts have too much power. Do you guys disagree with that one?
I mean, I think the courts have been, they kind of took power for themselves. So,
yeah, that's kind of what it means. They have too much power. And that's why the Supreme Court's been such pussies lately. They won't make a sweeping decision, they rule on individual arguments and not a sweeping decision like the Supreme Court's supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. So that
there's been so many unanimous decisions lately, but that's because they're being pussies and not actually having an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you.
And Trump put, what, three
Supreme Court justices.
He had Kavanaugh, Barrett, and who?
There was three, though. No, there was three.
Yeah, I'm only remembering two, but that doesn't by any means. That just means I only remember two because I'm old.
Well, neither one of the ones that I imagine have really voted Trump lately. You know what I mean?
What? Well, the last one was Kavanaugh, right? The chick.
No, Kavanaugh was a dude that was accused of raping, gang raping women.
Oh, that's Robertson. That's
Amy Comey Barrett was Barrett, the woman.
Yeah, she's been pretty quiet.
It was Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch.
Okay.
Never heard of the guy. Well, that's not true at all. I definitely heard of the guy.
Is there 7 or 9?
Huh?
9. 9.
Well, let's see. Let's find out. Because Biden is talking about expanding the Supreme Court because there's nothing in the Constitution says he can't.
He's got a commission in place to study the idea of expanding the court.
Well, here's the problem is these guys are saying that if the Constitution doesn't say the government can't do it, that means they can. But it's the other way around. The Constitution tells the government what they're allowed to do. And that's it.
Right. Yeah.
And they actually didn't want to put the Bill of Rights in there because, like, obviously these are all rights because we didn't say the government had the authority. And someone finally was like, yeah, but maybe the government's a bunch of assholes. So they at least came up with a Bill of Rights. And that turned into the amendments. But, like, for real, like, you're not supposed to be, the government has no authority to do anything that's not outlined in the Constitution of the United States. And FDR, I believe, was the one that changed that by saying, if the Constitution did not say I could not do it, that means I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Fucking polio asshole.
He was trying to pack the court too back then.
He couldn't even walk.
Who was that?
FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we keep talking about he's like a great president. Like, what did he do for real?
The New Deal.
Oh, that's actually my argument why he was a fucking giant piece of shit. The New Deal caused poverty because you took the wealth away from anyone who made any money and you gave it to everyone else. You know, it sounds like a jerk thing to say. It was like, that dude is not making any money anyway. He's going to die. Sorry, you can't eat. And I know it sounds mean, but now you're saying I'm going to take half the money from you, and now you can't eat either, he can't eat.
Now we're going to have a UBI.
What's a UVI?
Uniform Based Income.
Universal.
Andrew Yang?
Yep.
Where'd that come from?
Andrew Yang.
It's funny, I actually got into a giant argument recently on Facebook about that. This picture Andrew Yang saying, we're fighting parties and this and this. We're not listening to arguments. And I responded, isn't that the guy who said we should all have a universal basic income? This is a science teacher I had in junior high that I commented on. She was actually pretty cool about it, but I got like 18 messages. Like, what difference does that make? What difference does that make? It's like, he literally said, listen to what the candidate has to say versus the party.
Right.
Like, and this is what he said. And now you're already butthurt. He wanted to pay some people, like $1,800 a month.
Yeah.
If they refuse to work.
Right. Isn't that kind of like what we've been going through with the extended unemployment benefits?
Well, technically speaking, I could literally make as much money as I do right now by jerking off at home.
God bless a good sperm bank.
Huh?
God bless a good sperm bank. Sperm bank donations.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, unemployment is $16 an hour nationwide right now because of this thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in a lot of states.
Yeah. Well, especially like some of the jobs. Yeah, it's I mean, you know, I mean, it's that, you know, it can put a lot of small businesses out of business. But realistically, because our wages didn't go up with the price with inflation since the 70s. So
that's supposed to be the silver lining, right? Oh, Biden brought that up recently. The silver lining to inflation was our wages went up.
Yeah, no.
They did not match the inflation, though.
Not close.
No, not even close. And now, I mean, we're getting to the point now where, you know, I mean, our money's strictly fiat anyway. So the last 8 months? The last 8 months, we've printed as much money as the last 23 years? In the last eight months, roughly in those numbers.
I see the smile on Brian's face because he remembers the first several years that we were doing this show.
That's your topic right there.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Fiat currency is a fucking joke. No. The only reason why it holds any value is because you trust it. That's the only reason why it holds any value. Yeah. Yes, it is.
So it's the biggest Ponzi scheme in existence. Yep. So you're probably familiar with Bretton Woods and New Hampshire in 44.
Yeah, this is why I have 37 pounds of silver.
37 pounds?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm hoarding it like a motherfucker, even though it's probably gonna be worthless if it comes down to the society ending. Because like, what am I gonna do with silver? But at least it holds value now. But yeah, dude, I've been seeing this coming for since we started the show, haven't I?
So what are your thoughts on the Comex 589 and the Basel 3 then?
I think it's all a bunch of bullshit, and I think this none of it matters. The only thing that makes your fiat currency hold value is your trust in that fiat currency.
No, right. No, I'm not arguing with you on that. But I mean, you know, like the 589 rule in that's now in effect because Basel III is in effect. So if the price of silver goes up,
gold doesn't necessarily adjust because of it.
Right. Was it $12 per day?
Well, the gold and silver standard gap has not been right for many years. I've been waiting for the adjustment. That's why I've been buying silver, because silver is either gold's going to dump down to $700 an ounce, or silver's going to jump up to $85 an ounce. And I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but gold is $1,800 an ounce right now?
Yeah.
And silver's something like $35 an ounce.
No, 25.
Okay. That's why I buy silver, because it's cheap, it's easy to buy, and it holds value. But the gold to silver ratio is not right. It's going to snap back. And it's either going to be gold dumping out its value or silver jumping up.
Well, they're both intentionally suppressed just because of the fiat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the I'm just saying the ratio is not right.
No. You can actually look at the United States debt clock and it shows you the real price for both of them.
Oh, I have. It's okay. My MySpace page. I actually have the debt clock counting down on it.
So you can see the actual
on your MySpace page.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, MySpace. It's been a long time. But yeah, that clock is there. It is. Look at that! Look at that sucker climb. What is that? 28,583,782,200,300,400,000,000
Now look over to the right.
The revenue. It's not climbing nearly as quick, is it?
No, look all the way over to the right. The dollar to silver ratio and the dollar to gold ratio. That's the actual price.
I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that, dude. But granted, if it comes down to I need to eat. Silva's not going to mean shit anyway, right? But I don't think technology is going to disappear.
So what are you thinking on the crypto side of it?
The what?
Crypto.
Actually, I just made like $300 on Bitcoin.
On what?
Which is weird because I lost money on Ethereum, and I thought Ethereum was going to make me money.
When did you buy the Ethereum?
But 4 months ago, maybe.
When did you sell it?
8 days ago.
And you lost money?
Yeah, actually a lot.
Yeah.
But, well, I say a lot, but that's percentage-wise. I only bought $50 worth of it.
Right.
So, and I sold it for like 38.
So you lost 12 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a huge part of the investment. Okay. You know what I mean?
That was a huge ratio of your investment.
But the Bitcoin, I invested 50 bucks and it's worth like, well, it went down to like 12 and it's up, now it's up to like 75.
Yeah.
Problem with crypto is it's don't get hot caught with a hot potato.
Right.
Well, that's the exact same rules are if you do stocks or Forex or options.
Typically speaking, stocks are pretty safe, but lately the businesses aren't open. Let's use GameStop as an example. They've been the big deal, right?
Yep.
Someone's going to get caught holding the hot potato on GameStop because no one is going to the store and buying their shit.
And AMC, the movie theaters.
No, well, the AMC, I hold AMC, and I'm happy camper with AMC. But, it's like, and you understand the significance of those two, especially why they've made the news, right? Because basically, no. Well, the thing is like the hedge funds, like Jesus,
they were selling short.
Yeah, so they're creating shares that don't exist. So all them added shares are what help suppress it when they're doing a short sell, and they can short sell. So
they actually created a system to bypass a law passed in the 20s about buying on margin. Because buying on margin basically is debt. This is what caused the stock market crash because no one had anything to support what they put into it. That's basically what's happening now, but you can buy the stock for an inflated price, but it's the same thing as buying a painting, not a piece of a company.
I don't know, but it looks like you're about ready to fall off out of that chair.
Huh?
It looks like you're about ready to fall out of that chair. I'm sitting here laughing at you right now. What do you got in your little thing there? It's a little something special in there. A little special.
Beer?
Oh, you're just going through the beers. Taking all the fun out of it.
He's only drinking one.
We haven't hit pause. I haven't gone out to smoke again. Actually, typically we do hit pause so I can go smoke, don't we?
We've been going for almost 2 hours now.
I know. We're not even touching our topics. Rob is taking us way off topic. By the way, I want to have you back on again. You're fun. You are way further right than me. You're further right than Brian.
So yeah, let's talk about the Olympics.
I don't know much about them. Hey, did the black gymnast girl? Why did she quit?
All right. Well, I've heard a bunch of stuff, and the thing I heard that made sense was she was dealing with aerial awareness. And basically that means like once you're up in the air, you're not sure which way you're facing. I know it sounds like a nothing thing, but you might break your neck if you're doing the crazy shit she's doing.
Uh-huh.
It's literally what causes drowning. Because you swim into the current and you drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she had no idea which way was up. According to her. I don't know, but she did quit on her team. She quit on her country. You know, maybe it saved her life. I don't know. I'm going to let you guys talk now because I'm not tied into a 20-foot pole.
Well, I mean, another thing I want to talk about on the Olympics was that the ratings are in the tank. Nobody seems to care about the Olympics this time around. Maybe it has to do with the fact that it's a year late. Might have to do with the fact that there's no audiences in the stadiums.
Yeah.
It might have to do with the fact that for the U.S. at least, we've got a women's soccer team that won the World Cup and all they want to talk about is politics now.
I thought they made a big deal saying you couldn't do that crap. Like, we're not here to be... The whole point of the Olympics is to not be political, I thought.
Yeah, well... That's not stopping the U.S. women's soccer team from being political. That's why more people are rooting for the opposing team in America right now than the actual U.S. soccer team.
Yeah, see, I didn't know any of that.
No, let's just pay them what they make them. Let's not... I know... Okay. You know that Megan Rapinoe? That's the woman you're talking about.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You know she gets an inflated paycheck?
Of course.
No, her league does not bring in enough money. And I'm not kidding you, because no one wants to watch women's American soccer.
No, I'm sticking with beach volleyball.
In general, yes. But I'm going to say, no one wants to sit down and watch Megan Rapinoe play soccer. Like, for real. Who right. gives a shit unless it's World Cup?
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody.
Even then, I don't give two shits.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's still won. Soccer. Oh, he lost. The men's league, MLS, Major League Soccer.
Yep.
Is actually subsidizing the women's league and actually paying them out of their revenues. They're paying the athletes.
Well, it's the same way with the WNBA. It's
Megan Rapinoe, if she had to do exactly just like the WNBA, but if she had to deal with the paycheck that I get, let me rephrase that. If she wasn't playing a professional sport and wasn't being subsidized, she would be getting paid about what I did.
Right.
Because that's about how effective it is in the world. Because no one gives a shit about American women's soccer.
Nope.
No one does. Can you name a single other person that's ever played American women's soccer? And yes, I can come up with one.
I can't come up with anybody.
Really? You don't remember Mia Hamm?
Oh, yeah.
When she ripped her shirt off? Yeah, and she took her shirt off. That's why you remember her. No one cares.
Yeah.
Like for even the wife is like, typically, he's like, I'm happy they're doing it. But it's like, I really don't give a shit to watch women's soccer. You know? See, I don't like to watch men's soccer.
You know, and that's one reason why the ratings are in the tank. You know, they're just, nobody's watching the Olympics. Nobody cares this time around.
Well, and Simone Biles, have we mentioned her yet?
Yeah, we just talked about her with her.
I'm sorry, awareness. I'm drunk.
Her height awareness.
Her aeration. It does suck that she bailed on her team.
And I have a hard time believing that she didn't know she had this problem before she went to Japan.
Well, let's take a step back.
Her first time in the Olympics. This isn't her first rodeo. So.
Yes, but let's take a step back and look at that. The Olympics, the Olympic Committee actually said that she's not going to get extra points for more difficulty anymore because she's so much better than everyone else.
Okay.
That actually came out. You can Google that if you want. They actually said you're not going to get extra points for the more difficult thing you do because you're just so much better than everyone else.
You're talking about Simone?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that was before the whole thing happened. Everyone, whole bunch of people got pissed. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, then why bother taking that ridiculous risk, flipping right. around? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you might break your neck.
Why try to do better when you're not going to get the pay raise? So
it doesn't matter. Exactly. Yeah. And then it hurts. She said, I'm not doing it. And I was like, okay. That is kind of a bitch thing to do. Let's be real. Your entire team counted on you.
Yeah, they got sober because she dropped out.
Sober?
Uh-huh.
They were drunk before?
Silver. So, not gold. Yeah,
they got sober. But the silver medal all around.
Yeah.
From the United States moved up to gold.
Huh.
No, she did. And that's actually pretty cool. I don't know what happened to this woman. She didn't want to compete.
Well, and then again,
the same thing as I don't want a vaccine.
Well, again, we only know what they tell us.
Yes.
Or what they tell her to tell us.
She's not a hero. She's not a villain. She just didn't want to compete. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there could be some, you know, way, way other alternative motives here. So we just don't know.
It's not our business either. You know, honestly, fuck all of you, because
yeah,
it's her shit, right?
Yep. That's right. I agree with you.
Which, it feels bad saying that, but the wife got into a big argument recently with a family member. Over something stupid, I think it's a vaccine thing. And it just pissed me off because this woman just assumed that she was right. She didn't ask. Whatever. This doesn't matter. I don't even want to get into this.
I think that should be the show.
Yeah, we even got into France.
You want to go there?
I want to talk about the France thing.
Okay. That'll be the last topic.
Not even New York after that, but all right. France is looking to make it a national law that you have to be vaccinated or you cannot go out in public. Basically, it's what I write out of this.
Yeah, no dining, no travel. And if you violate the law, you got to go to 6 months in jail.
In prison, yeah. For not having a vaccine.
So do you think that their military generals are going to coup against Macon?
I'm waiting for them to tattoo freaking serial numbers on people's wrists.
No, won't be mine. I'll be a corpse. They can tag it all they want. Hell, they could hit me in the ass. I don't give a shit. I'll be dead.
I think he missed a reference, dude.
Nazi reference?
Yeah.
The what?
The Nazis literally tattooed numbers on the wrists of Jews that didn't have paperwork to right, say that they right. were okay.
Yeah, no. And I said, yeah, they could do mine, but I'll be dead. So, it won't matter.
And I actually said to someone recently at work, I was like, I will fight you to the death before you can force a needle in my arm.
Right.
And he's like, what difference does it make? It's only a COVID vaccine. I was like, that's not the point.
If you well, I mean, me- they're talking about making it mandatory now.
No, I will fight to the death before you force drugs in my body. Not even the drugs are bad. I'm not even saying that. Yeah. Maybe they're great for me. You're not going to force it in my body.
Right.
Period.
That's the whole point right there.
Well, Biden wants to encourage every state to offer $100 incentives for people to get the vaccine.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do they have to do this? Where's all the dead bodies?
I thought we were past the bribery stage. I thought we were already into threats.
If everybody that wanted the vaccine already got it. Now they're trying to convince the people that don't believe in the vaccine and don't believe in COVID-19 to get the vaccine.
Who cares if the vaccine works? Who cares?
I know, because what they said all along was, if you got the vaccine, you're protected from the people that don't have the vaccine. Now they're
supposed to wear masks.
Masks are coming back.
Why does the vaccine have to wear a mask?
Because of the Delta variant.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you need the third jab.
Well, we've brought this up before, but when you try to unroll a vaccine in the middle of an outbreak, you just encourage it to mutate. Now we have the flu. What?
The third jab starts Sunday.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm not getting the third jab.
Third jab?
Or the second jab. Or the first jab.
I identify as vaccinated.
Exactly.
Here's a real question for each of you. Jeff, how many people do you know in your life that have been vaccinated?
From what?
COVID.
Just from COVID?
Yeah.
We said in my life. I assume that meant more.
People, so like the people that are close to you in your life that you talk to regularly, you know, is it half, quarter, three quarters?
I'm in Massachusetts. It's everyone besides my wife, myself, and my child.
Yeah?
Yes.
Brian, what about you?
My parents got the vaccine. My brother and his girlfriend got the vaccine. My sister got the vaccine. My wife and I did not get the vaccine.
They can't have sex anymore. Their dicks don't work.
Yeah,
they don't want to talk about it because it's their dick that doesn't work.
We're in the same boat. Three quarters of the people that I know have been vaccinated.
This was a particularly long, well, not particularly long episode. We actually only got through a handful of these topics too.
That's fine.
I'm good for that. Fucking everybody up. That's kind of
Delta variant, CDC. I want to talk about this in Germany. Where is it? It's something about the a chemical that blew up in Germany. Where is it?
Down towards the bottom. One person dead, four people missing.
There it is. Chemical lab in Germany blew up. No idea what they're studying, but that's not even the point. One confirmed dead, four missing. That sucks. I wonder what they were doing, but...
Well, was it a chemical plant?
Yeah.
Just today?
It was actually like 3 days ago, I think. I don't even know. At least two killed in Germany. 31 injured. It's been updated.
Where was it at in Germany?
Berlin.
Brian, can you do your weird...
You're already doing it, aren't you? Yeah.
So I thought I was looking at it myself. And you were
the
doing
city
it.
Of Leverkusen.
This is amazing. I need this tech.
You got it. All you got to do is hit share screen down at the bottom.
I need to learn how to use it.
So I think it's near Berlin.
A bunch of people dead.
It says near Cologne.
Actually, only two
remember exactly
so
where Cologne is. So.
Yeah, like we know the layout of Germany, right?
I've been there.
I have been to Germany.
No, I've been to Italy and Switzerland, and that's about it.
I did Sicily, not the mainland.
I did Sicily. I did Sigonella.
I did Sigonella.
Yeah.
So I remember the taxi drivers. Sigonella.
Don't tell them they're part of Italy. Whatever you do.
Oh, especially the people in Cyprus. Are they Greek or Italian?
Nah, they're never.
Even people live there don't know.
Wow,
that's what blows my mind. It's like, who do you pay taxes to? You know. I guess that's our show.
I think so. We've been going for over 2 hours.
I know, and that's lately. That's been a long time for us. We used to do 3 hours, but. Really, no one wants to listen to anyone for 3 hours, let alone us. I don't even know how to stop this. Is that no more? There it is. Anyway, that was episode 49. We had a guest on tonight, Robbie from Michigan.
Yeah.
So you got Whitmer to deal with.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Good fucking luck, dude.
Yeah.
You got a Democrat. Oh, you're the only one of us that got a Republican governor.
Me?
Yeah.
You consider fucking Charlie Baker a Republican?
He's got it in the name, at least.
Yeah, okay.
I got Northam. Blackface.
Oh. Yeah, you got Northam and what are the no agenda guys called? The guy Newsom Laney?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Rob, you got to check out No Agenda Show. It's pretty funny and they're pretty informed. And they actually make enough money doing this show that they can spend 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week making the show.
That's all they do for a living, basically, yeah. Is the No Agenda
Value
podcast.
For the value.
Man, I tell you though, to talk about this stuff every day, all the time, and that's all I'm telling you, that's a lifestyle. And
yeah,
that's not one that's just right now, that's just one big long stream of negativity, and that's just, man, that's just gonna pull you down, make you a cynic. No, I'll do with the jumping in and causing chaos and totally screwing up your guys' game plan. I'm good with that. So
yeah, you didn't screw it up that much. You fit right
we
in.
We missed a lot of stuff.
We prefer to have more people on the show. That way I can get up and go to the bathroom and not have to hit pause.
Oh, I see.
That and we get to actually have a conversation versus just spitting out facts.
Yeah, have more of a... more dialogue between each other. Well,
I think it's, that's very important that you're, because, Jeff's stating stuff that I haven't heard, Brian's stating stuff. So you get much more of, you can see much more of the big picture when you're putting a bunch of little pieces in it. So it's the whole jigsaw puzzle thing. So everybody just keeps putting their pieces in and everybody can see what it's going to look like or have a better idea or whatever we're being steered toward. But, so Brian, two things, make sure you look up the 1871 and did you do the XRP thing like we talked about?
No, not yet.
You need to get on that.
All right.
Uphold.com and then get some. Otherwise just text me.
Okay.
Or use my high school, number, which is still 1-900 hot stub, so that one's still good. That phone number.
All right.
The look on your face was priceless. All right, guys, I'm good. Thank you very much. You die, yeah.
He was fun.
Yeah.
A little different. He is further right than you, dude.
I know.
Ah.
Let's close the show and stop recording.
I thought I already did, honestly.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he's further right than I am.
Well, that's not hard. Everybody's further right than you.
You know, that's the problem, though, is everyone who's right wing says that, but everyone who's not right wing.
You're so far right.
I have no party. They're all assholes. But anyway, I guess that was 49 of the second season. Yeah. Jesus Christ, those guys have been on forever, haven't they? Like, they're on like 11:36 or something.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ. Anyway, I had fun. This is definitely a good time.
Yep.
He was a good guest.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do this again in a week, right?
Yep.
Dude, we missed half our topics tonight.
Oh, well.
You know, at least half. We didn't talk about the woman being kicked in the head by a cop, which honestly was messed up. There's video of it. We missed the entire fucking insurrection thing. We're just even funny. It's like, should we even talk about this? Or we say, fuck it. And I put this whole thing in there. I was like, we just skipped it. But that's what we do, right?
It's, yep.
It's, we get drunk, we talk, and then we go, and it's fun.
Exactly.
I'm going to upload this shit tomorrow and publish it on
YouTube
Sunday. By the way, are you looking to do this every day on Friday?
Maybe at some point.
All right, because I've been adjusting my work schedule for this. Okay. Granted, it's only a half hour. Well, I say a half hour. I get to work as late as I want.
Okay.
And when I left today at 5:30 to come home and make sure I could do this and see my child.
Yeah.
I could have worked like 3 more hours.
Okay.
Not that big a deal. I just want to know. I just want to know what's going on.
It'll probably be more during the summertime. We do Friday nights because remember last time I went sailing on Saturday and kept trying to cook dinner and cook dinner and cook dinner. And
that's cool. I just want to know what's going on. Takes
longer, so
yeah, I just want to know what's going to happen so that I can make plans. You know what I mean?
And also, I think the show's a little. I mean, the show's better when we're not totally shit-faced during the show too, you know. So
yeah, I drank like for 4 hours before we started.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, like, if I wouldn't have went sailing beforehand, you know, I'd be drinking the whole time on the boat, you know.
Yeah, by the way, don't do that shit to me again. Put me up for like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Okay.
No, dude, you have any idea how fucking stoned I was?
I do. I saw it. You have your eyes open on the show.
Yeah, I smoked. Like, we're gonna start now. Smoke again.
All right, wrap it up.
All right,
close the show.
That was 49. I had fun. I hope someone else had fun.
Amen.
We'll do it again.
That's right. There'll be 3 frogs next week.
I don't know how to stop it.